Well, yes, but now, and you know, we have lots of horses now. We have horse shows. That was a worldwide horse show. Not worldwide, United States-wide horse show here at the Farm Center last weekend.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And they were here from all of the United States.
Oh, I saw a lot of horses.
That was
there at the motel. I had no idea.
They also had a Duroc hot sale up there. People from all of the United States.
And I saw
they would call that the Reins, but just people out on the farm wouldn't. They call it the, plow lines, you know, something like that.
Even for riding
them. Yeah, imagine.
Well, now, so if you were riding a horse, you'd guide him with the same thing.
Lines, uh-huh.
And what do you put your feet in when you ride?
Stirrups.
And if you were plowing, what would you call the horse on the left?
I've just forgotten.
Well, would you what about the one that walks in the furrow? Would you? Is that the one on the left? Is that the same thing?
I suppose so.
Well, would you ever call him something like a...
Excuse me.
Like the lead horse or a lead mule or something like that?
The only time you would have a lead one was when there would be a four, wouldn't there?
So if you had four, which one would be a lead one?
The one on the front. I reckon the lead one would really be the strongest one or the largest one. The one that you could depend on to lead the other one.
What about a line horse? Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Or a saddle horse?
Yeah, a saddle horse is one that, you know, you just saddle up and ride, you know, like to go get up the cows. Now, we have a lot of horses now that people use to go get up the cows, get those that's out. That's the way to get them in nowadays. There's people that you can hire around here to get up when your cows get out.
Yes,
ma'am. They just charge $50 a cow to get them in for you.
They must make some money.
Yeah.
Well, now, if something isn't right here at hand, you know, getting right here with us, then you say it's just a little...
Little ways or a little piece over there.
And if it's not right here and it's not just a little over, you'd say it was a
far way or far piece over there.
And if something is just real common, you can find it anywhere, you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say that you can find it just about
anywhere or most anywhere.
And if somebody slipped and fell this way, you'd say he fell...
backwards.
And if he fell this way...
forward.
And if you went fishing and didn't have any luck, and somebody came back and said, well, did you catch any fish? You'd say, no.
I didn't have a bit of luck.
Well, is there something you could say, no, something, a one?
No, not a one. Not a one or... nary one.
Well, now, which would you use?
Not a one.
But do you hear nary one?
Frequently. See, that's not a word.
Oh,
that's
really?
Just a slang for not any.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a word like nern.
Well, now, if a schoolboy just, you know, might say to a scolding teacher, you know, or somebody that just paddling or something, why is she